What the fuck is this shit that y'all are listening to nowadays on the radio, man? You call that shit hip-hop? That's some faggot bitch shit y'all are listening to. All you DJs are letting the program directors handcuff you and sit there and tell you how to mix? You fucking robots! Fuck y'all! Fuck y'all! Fuck y'all! Fuck y'all! Fuck y'all!
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, you got E Grizzle here, still with a heavy heart, man.
No doubt. This is a special edition of the Hip Hop Digest. We are celebrating the life, music, and legacy of Guru from Gangstar.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Legendary.
And, yeah, no doubt legendary is beyond words. But I think it's a good time for us to be doing a show just about a week after the fact. And yeah. Cooler heads have prevailed, it seems like.
Yeah, a whole lot of nut shit going on behind this. A
lot of nut shit going on. Let's start with topic number one, just the death itself. Shocking to say the least. You know, I mean, we knew he was sick, but of course the reports were coming through. Oh, he woke up and this, that, and the
better,
third.
He's
doing better.
Right.
So, you know, when he passed, everybody was shocked. And then topic number two, the subsequent letter that was supposedly written by Guru, basically just outlining his wishes, which got a strong reaction from just about everybody in hip hop.
Yeah.
And then the subsequent release of Primo's statement, along with statements from Guru's family.
Yeah.
Which try to put everything in perspective. And then last but not least, your boy, super producer Solar, doing a lot of backspinning, step and fetch it about editing comments and some other nefarious issues.
You putting step and fetch it down on that one, B.
Really? I am. Sorry, Steppin. So get in, yo. Let the people know what you're thinking about this whole shit.
Man, you know, we fought against this for weeks. Trying not to be TMZ and all that kind of shit, man.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, besides everything you just mentioned, the thing that bothers me most is that, you know, and think about it right now, it really ain't my business, but the fact that he has left this life and we will never, ever be able to have closure with this.
Well, the fact of the matter is that this, most people in hip-hop know Gangstar. And when you break up a situation like Gangstar, okay, and then you have one of the members dying with the supposedly amount of beef that gets interjected in this, on his deathbed, purposely going out to just hammer.
Spotlight Primo,
yeah. for hate.
Right.
It's just uncanny.
On a deathbed.
Right, B. And that's what got me to the fact that, man, that shit's faker than a motherfucker, B. I don't believe that letter, B. I cannot fucking believe that letter.
Well, you're not the only one.
I can't fucking believe that, B. We were talking earlier, on your deathbed, B, you're dying, and this is what the one thing on your mind is, throwing out an extra hate shout to Primo?
Well, you know what? Even,
it's like, are you kidding me?
But now that we're hearing that Solar has taken the creative
influence
to what was written, I mean, how can you have any belief in it or whatever? It's like any regular Washington Post or any newspaper.
I think it really, to be honest with you, I think it's compounded by the fact that Guru has since died. You have Solar and you have Primo. Both of those men probably know the latter better than anybody. And nobody is saying Solar, definitely, you know, he has his own motives. But even Primo's not saying the reason why Gangstar broke up and the possible reason why this, that, and the third transpired.
Right.
That's the reason why. So the rest of us, it's hard for us to get closure because you want to know how the grandma died. My grandma had cancer, diabetes, or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you want to know how Gangstar died.
Right.
What happened?
Right. What happened to Gangstar? Because Guru's gone.
Right.
Okay. And we know he died from cancer. So we start to grieve and then heal over that. But now we're grieving over Gangstar. How did Gangstar die?
Yeah, because there was always that possibility they'd get back together and make
right.
some more heat. You know? know.
Right.
But it's gone.
Right. So you got that, and that's the biggest thing. So you had a week of everything from Bumpy Knuckles threatening to get that nigga to homosexual accusations to insurance scams.
That whole partnership. Say business partner.
Well, I tell you what. There's a couple of websites out there who did a mini forensic examination.
Right.
And most of the time, in every clip that's on YouTube, Guru does refer to Solar as his partner or business partner in 7 Grand Records.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to go a long way on those gay rumors, but what I'm saying is you have a cascading of that, from gay rumors to Solar getting all the insurance money, to, of course, you know, his Guru's brother and his family and everybody saying we don't know what the fuck's going on. I mean, you had a lot of shit going on in this week.
Oh yeah, got a lot of shit, a whole lot of.
Well, it's just, you know, in today's society, you know what the inference of partner is, and so it just comes across that way. I mean, you know, business partner, whatever. I really don't even care about that. I don't care about Solar at all, B.
Right.
I care about the situation with Gangsta.
I'm just trying to say it is a week of all of those things fueling this news.
Right. And the whole fucked up thing about it to me is the man died. That's what the fuck we're talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
But like I said, it's crazy to me. Well, this is what I'm saying. Now, look at Preem's reaction versus Solar's reaction. Primo, you know, basically just issued a statement saying that was his boy. You know, we love him. We put out some of the most fantastic hip hop ever.
Right.
You know, as Gangstar. There's no question about it. I mean, his statement was pedestrian. Now you got Solar with this supposed letter and then going to stand by it.
It's like, nigga, why you ain't wait till after the funeral before you put this shit out?
Be
the,
why you put it out at all?
Right, exactly. There you go. Or at all. Why even put that shit out,
put
at
it
all?
Out at all?
Throw that shit in the trash. He's dead. He would never know you didn't say it.
And to me, looming over all of this is the absolute insult to every red-blooded B-boy and B-girl out there who love Gangstar. The insult that anything less then Gangstar is your legacy. And as Solar think that, I'm going to put this letter out, I'm going to let everybody know what Guru is thinking. He don't fuck with Gangstar. His tributes ain't got nothing to do with Gangstar. His official death ain't got nothing to do. You fucking kidding me, yo?
He's making it to a marketing fucking scheme for himself, man.
But I can't see him getting any money out of this.
But what I'm saying is, can you literally be absolute insult? And that's why you have motherfuckers who normally don't say nothing. Questlove chiming in. You don't say nothing about nobody. The fucking insult to say that this anything is going to... big up 7 Grand Records, Solar. Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's giving Solar any props, period. None. If somebody is, it's very fucking little.
I don't hear nobody. I mean, I read a long litany from hip-hop luminaries. I mean, it was a long list. And a lot of them niggas was side commenting. Master Ace, you know, Questlove, just everybody just chiming in. Nah, B, I don't believe it. No fucking way, Solar. The fuck you doing? All, like you said, all the way up the Bumpy Knuckles was like, yeah, when I see that nigga, he know what's good.
I know you got some Bumpy Knuckles too.
Oh, yes. There's no question about it, Solar. He gonna get knocked out. We know this. You know what I mean?
Man.
So let's look at the retrospect, yo, as far as Gangstar. Wow, I remember back in the days when everybody used to be like, you know, for a certain amount of time, who was the most consistent hip-hop artist? Meaning, if you buy a record, you know, at a minimum, you're going to love 80% of the album. Yeah. And I remember for a minute, it was EPMD, I think. You would buy EPMD, you were rarely disappointed.
Right. It was really a whack track on there.
Really, no doubt. Until it really got late in the game for them. But on a for real, when you look at Gangstar album from album one to now, that's some shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's some shit.
That's heat.
That's some shit you're finding no less than, it's funny, you're finding no less than a minimum 9 tracks probably per album that's heat. When nowadays you scanning niggas shits and you might hope for 4 good joints.
Hope for 16 bars.
And this is back when niggas was only putting like 12 tracks on a fucking album.
No doubt.
And 9 of them was heat.
Right.
Well, I'll give you a little introspect. I was interning at this radio station here around the way back in the day, and you know, we were big Gangstar fans off of Words I Manifest,
of
and
course.
You know, the whole
Wild Pitch catalog.
Right. And I go in there one night, and I actually got a loss for words, yo, because they were standing in there. Him and Premier were standing right there, and I'm just like, wow. And everybody's looking at me like, who are those guys? Like, yo, that's Gangstar. Do you not? I mean, that's Gangstar. So I go up to him. They, you know, it was just a beautiful situation. We dapped up. It was real. You know what I'm saying? Smooth. Wasn't no big headed nothing, yo. And I've been man fan ever since then. You know what I'm saying?
My Gangstar experience, 2 experiences. One was just the night we was at that bar. You remember that night, and Biz Markie was DJing, and Primo was standing at the bar.
Yes.
And we just came up to him. What's good, Primo? Yep. Gave him a dap, real down to earth. No Hollywood, none of that shit. And my second experience, at the Nissan Pavilion at the House of Blues tour. Now, let me bring this back to your memory. Black Eyed Peas, Pre-White Girl, perform before Gangstar.
That's when Black Eyed Peas was real with they shit.
Yeah. Oh, when Gangstar came on, M.O.P.
Bumpy Knuckles.
Geez.
If you know anything about these pavilions, they have the covered pavilion type. Then they have the grass. When Gangstar came out, motherfuckers bum rushed the front of the security. Let everybody go because
they
it
were
was
jumping the.
It was,
too many. Everything.
Too many. I mean, effectively, Gangstar was bigger than the Black Eyed Peas Pre-White Girl, of course. Of course, because they performed. And it was a hell of a show.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was a hell of a show. Them motherfuckers, when they did the Militia.
Oh, it was crazy.
Whoo. Nigga. And then, of course, them
That's
niggas.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, the motherfuckers did the Militia. Came out with them big-ass Super Soaker water guns and shit.
Yeah.
Yo, I was gotta say, I was so glad I saw Gangstar in concert, yo.
No
question. Preem cutting it up live. Nigga, what? So, you know, that's my Gangstar story. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Well, I got a picture somewhere, too, from when they had the NBA All-Star game in D.C. Me and Dana went down to this club on 11th Street, wherever it was. And damn, there he was right there, Primo. And I'm talking to him again. Everybody, you know, nobody, it was like he was just like in there.
He's just there.
And nobody knew who he was. He's just a regular dude.
He's just chilling.
Stand there, took a picture with him, you know, kept him moving.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know, he wasn't nowhere trying to spend $7,500 on a strip club or something like that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Not with all this free ass out here. But in any case.
Anyway.
But in any case, so we...
That's an inside joke, people, yo.
No doubt. But in any case, yo, so we definitely, yo, we're just like everybody else in hip-hop, yo. We're just, you know, stunned at the loss. But, you know, in a way, you know what? You gotta smile because, like I always say, when you from the previous generation of hip-hop, you know your legacy is so fucking solid.
Solid.
You standing on concrete.
Yeah, your legacy is so fucking solid. And what better boulder to stand on than Gangstar's legacy?
No doubt.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So and you know what I'm saying? We mourn, but, you know, we'll get right down to it. Yo, I'm smiling. Yeah, I'm smiling.
Can't
because
take that away.
Because
you know you lived through Gangstar.
Yes.
Right. It's not something you're just hearing about, like young cats is hearing about Gangstar and wondering who they are.
Right.
Who they were.
Right. It was funny, me and my man Super Rockin' JC Harlem, stand up. We was talking about, yo, so glad we got the legacy. Young cats are scrambling to get CDs and scrambling to download to see what the fuss is all about.
Yeah, we can pull out albums.
Yeah, we can pull out the albums and CDs. We got them joints. You know what I mean? So no question about it, yo. Guru, son, rest in peace.
Gangstar lives forever.
Of course.
Ever.
No doubt. And then secondly, on the special edition, I'm going to talk about a man in hip-hop that really, I would say, yo, unless you from the first generation of hip-hop, you don't even know him.
Yeah, you don't.
It's a man by the name of Malcolm McLaren.
Don't rest even know peace. He's hip-hop.
Malcolm McLaren, rest in peace. Don't even know he's hip-hop. And it's funny, Yahoo News, Google News, CNN. When he died, it was like punk rock impresario Malcolm McLaren. Even they didn't even document what he meant.
Right, how deeply involved.
How deeply involved he was in hip-hop. And let me tell you about Malcolm McLaren. Malcolm McLaren was from Europe. Of course, strangely enough, was probably one of the first white men to come from Europe and automatically know, I'm getting down with this hip-hop shit. This shit's special.
Yeah.
Flavor.
Get this shit special. So he got with two DJs on WHBI, the world famous Supreme Team.
Yes,
got
sir.
With them two DJs.
World famous Supreme Team show.
Of course.
Hang up on them.
Buffalo Gals. You know what I mean? All that shit. He got down with them two DJs on WHBI and, you know, made Malcolm McLaren and the world famous Supreme Team. And he put out a couple of albums, but notably his first 12-inch, Buffalo Gals.
Promenade.
On the outside.
This record was so fucking, the two first 12 inches was so influential, it wasn't even funny. Buffalo Gals on the one side had a country and western beat, Buffalo Gals, and they were double dutching. And then on the flip side, scratching, yeah, with crazy scratching on it. Just crazy hip hop imagery. If you ever seen the video, it's murder.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the second 12-inch, I actually forget the name of the 12-inch. You know, we on a world tour with Mr. Malcolm McLaren. We're going each and every place, including Spain, Asia, Africa, Tokyo, Mexico. We went to the places people told us not to go. Nigga, the beat on that motherfucker. Crazy. But Malcolm McLaren, obviously known for being a manager to the Sex Pistols. I understand. That's big.
But that we talked about that a while back. There was that whole blend.
Of course.
Of rock and hip hop in New York. Right.
So, of course, Malcolm McLaren. And then he put out the album, Do You Like Scratching?
Do You Like Scratching?
You know what I'm saying?
Still killing him.
Still killing him. And we're definitely going to play two choice joints at the end of the show from Malcolm McLaren. This is really a history lesson for those of you who don't know Malcolm McLaren. You know what I'm saying? My boy Kurt G put out a statement. He was like, I wonder if niggas like Funk Flex and K-Slay going to shout out Malcolm McLaren because they spin their records. They played a lot of McLaren. As old as K-Slay and them niggas is,
they better.
Yeah, they had to.
They played a lot of records, and you know, including Hey DJ.
They had, but that was a hit. That was a mega hit. Hey,
yeah,
DJ.
But still.
But I mean, yeah. But they had to play.
But still, you just said Hey DJ, but there's people don't even know that song ever existed.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
No doubt. Island Records, and we definitely want to just salute Malcolm McLaren. Just to me, too many fond memories as a young B-boy staring at the wheels. I'm gonna give a shout out to one of the York PA DJs, DJ Bobby Green.
Dennis Williams.
Then let me set the scene.
Look it up.
They had a DJ contest, 6 turntables at the Princess Street Center. On one set of turntables, it was Bobby Green. The other set of turntables, it was Dennis Williams. And the third set of turntables, it was Van Andrews.
All-star DJs.
All-star DJs. So as a young boy, I ain't on the wheels yet, but my mouth stayed open the whole night. Your boy Bobby Green starts his set out with the flip side of Buffalo Gals, the country and western side. Niggas looked at him like, what the fuck you playing? The way he set it up and then just stopped the one record and then bring in the B side of Buffalo Gals, niggas was like, oh! Shout out to all the people who I admire coming up.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? So that's what's good right there. And we also want to give a shout out to, you know, civil rights pioneer Dorothy Height, who died during the midst of all this other death.
Yeah, it was death episode. Yeah.
Man, you know what I mean? Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. But we definitely, like I said, we doing the show, we going to celebrate the OGs.
No doubt.
No question about that. Dorothy Height, I'm not going to get into a lot about Dorothy Height. Just at the end of her life, she was on a lot on that Oprah can't fuck with rap shit.
That's all good, we can't hold her to that right there because of what she did.
No, and I was going to say, but even with that, everything that she did as a civil rights pioneer allows us to do what we doing.
Malcolm.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
What she has done allows us to what we doing right now.
And that was another moment in my life, you know what I'm saying, where when I was working on the Congressional Black Congress, got to meet her for that. It was just crazy.
Yeah, no doubt.
So you meet these people and it's like, wow, they were marching. Right.
Indeed. You know what I'm saying? There's no question about that.
It's right there.
Yeah, when you look at your life, and like you said, the people that you meet, myself personally, when I met Thurgood Marshall at the neurology clinic where I was working, nigga, are you kidding me? Thurgood Marshall?
Right.
Yeah. Nigga, airport. I was in awe.
Education.
That's history right there. You see walking history.
Nigga.
Like, wow.
I'm like, nigga, I owe my whole life to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So word is born. Dorothy Height, you know what I mean? We definitely gonna big you up.
Celebrate you.
No, quickly on other news, I found a little interesting tidbit out there. Where Cypress Hill is obviously coming with a new album, so you know, I see them in the news.
I see the smoke.
But you know, there's a civil war going on out west that you may not have known about, and I want to chime in on that. You got young MCs, you know, J-Rock.
Not young
MCs. We're not
MC.
Talking about and Andre Andrew, whatever.
No, we're not talking about young Andre MCs. Young, yeah, we got younger MCs from the West Coast. J-Rock, Glasses Malone, Crooked Eye, Bishop Lamont, to name a few. Who's saying that we have the veterans, meaning starting with Ice Cube and others,
right,
not supporting their endeavors.
Okay.
And Cypress Hill weighing in on the fact that they don't get any radio play due to the South's dominant out L.A.
To Atlanta's dominance.
Which is crazy, which is really, like you said, Atlanta's dominance, but they're also getting the business in L.A. First thing I want to chime in is say this. Ice Cube put out a statement saying that it's not up to him to co-sign or make these young niggas pay.
And it's not.
But I believe that Ice Cube has missed the whole point. The reason why, and I said this off air, the reason why niggas from the South, mainly Atlanta, but the South as a whole, still continues a little bit of steel grip hold,
right,
is because everybody fucks with everybody. You can catch anybody from Big Boy to Jeezy on Soulja Boy's new shit and Soulja Boy on theirs and Flocka on Plies and Plies on Flocka. And, you know, it's an orgy going on down
real
there.
Real no real, but trash no trash.
Exactly. It's a fucking orgy going on down south. Everybody on everybody's shit.
Damn.
So
strap up.
So if you a Plies nigga, you figure it's safe to pick up Jeezy shit because Plies on it. If you a fucking Lil Wayne nigga, it's safe to say it's good to go ahead and just pick up the new Jeezy because Wayne on it. Everybody fuck with everybody. This is where Ice Cube missed the point. It's not like we're asking Ice Cube to co-sign the new boys. Bishop Lamont can rap.
Oh, he got skills.
Crooked Eye. J-Rock. These niggas ain't whack. This is not like we asking him to endorse tight jeans.
So does he got to get on there? Does he got to get on their tracks? And what if he's so busy with Cube Vision he ain't off that?
He ain't even shouting niggas out. And Kurt G said this a long time ago, when the South was not hitting and you had New York niggas going to Atlanta, moving to Atlanta, none of them niggas invited in them hungry Atlanta niggas to say, I'm making sure we gonna have hot Atlanta niggas sounding hot.
Right.
They let these niggas go on their own devices. So here we go. It's not like we asking him to co-sign garbage.
Nah.
And it's just not Ice Cube. It's a lot of niggas out west saying, you know, fuck these young niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, fuck, you got Snoop, who'd rather fuck with Lady Gaga or some stupid shit than fuck with some of these nice young MCs. I mean, that's ridiculous, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, it's part of the problem. It is.
But that's a wider problem than just West Coast B. That is a hip hop wide problem.
Well, but I'm saying, but right now we're seeing it pretty clearly manifest itself in the West Coast. We already know that story here.
Right.
But we are now seeing it in the microcosm of the West Coast. And what does Cypress Hill ultimately got to do with this? Cypress Hill, if you look back at history, was the only West Coast, or one of the few, the only cats from the West Coast who could come out east. They never got caught up in that east-west shit. So I think they have a very good perspective on what it takes to be above the fray.
Yeah.
It's about the music, not about that bullshit that was going on.
Right, no question about it. And they were never in that. Right. A, number one, because their DJ Bugs, who's from Queens,
right,
came in with all the hip-hop history and lessons that you needed. And Cypress Hill on Taste Lay Show said that. See, that's why it's important for Ice Cube. He ain't gotta fuck with these niggas. He ain't gotta co-sign, but to take them under his wing or to be like, yo, what's good, J-Rock? What's good, Glasses Malone? Yo, what's good? If you want to bust on a mixtape, cool. I'm there for you, whatever. I'll shout you out. Right. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody asking him for hard dicks.
Well let me ask
I'm
you
just
this
asking thing. Him for just the general shit that Muggs did for Cypress Hill. And because of what Muggs did for Cypress Hill, uh-huh. they stayed above the fray.
Right.
Cypress Hill talking about when them niggas went through 6 years and didn't even put out an album, show up in New York and sell the bitch out on a regular at the height of that East-West shit.
But let's look at Ice Cube for a second.
Okay.
All right, we all know about the lethal injection, the death certificate, all that kind
of
stuff.
Of course.
Right?
But of course.
At this point, right now, this day, this time, is Ice Cube relevant in hip-hop, even in West Coast hip-hop?
Ice Cube is relevant because he's a west. Fucking OG.
He's an OG out. See, they carry that OG shit strong out there.
Right.
That's why they still looking at Ice Cube for that recognition. They want him to give them that extra bump and say, okay, we're being represented by an OG named Ice Cube. We're being represented by this nigga.
Okay.
He won't give them that, and that's why they're mad at him. I don't think he has to do that, but out west, they take it so serious.
But this is what I'm saying. Fuck even that West Coast gang affiliation shit. I'm talking about until you start doing that in hip-hop, period, you're going to have this fracture shit.
But, you know, as much as Jaycion, the game, shouts out N.W.A., have I ever heard Dre or Cube or anybody say anything about him?
Well, you know what? He came in under Aftermath. Let's not front
here. Under Dre. Yeah,
he came in under Dre.
Dre produced damn near the whole first album.
Right. Let's not act like he didn't get that. He did. Now, okay. their relationship may be different now. I don't know what it is. But when he came in,
he was under that.
Right. He was under that. Just like Bishop Lamont under Dre. But because of some few choice words, Bishop Lamont got dismissed.
He told the truth.
You know what I mean? Oh, well, hey, I support Bishop Lamont. That crack a bottle shit was whack. But nonetheless, yo, so that's all these cats is really looking for. They're looking for their idols to be like, you know what, yo, that's kind of thorough. That's kind of good. You know what I mean? What you doing. And that's all.
Well, in the meantime, just keep making fire. And you won't be denied,
you know. Well, I mean, you know, we only hope.
We gotta stop looking for stamps, B.
B, it ain't a matter of stamps, yo. It's not really a matter of stamps. Again, I don't believe you heard a word I said.
I'm listening right to you. You just said he should say, oh, shout out to or big up to.
No, I'm talking about how your boy Muggs did with Cypress Hill and the lessons that he gave them from the old school hip hop, old school New York, kept them above the fray.
Right.
Even if you drop in jewels. The next story, when your boy Redman and Method Man ran up on Chuck D, they was like, yo, Chuck, yo, I see you've been in the game for a minute, yo. And Method Man specifically asked Chuck D, yo, how do I, you know, keep the career? How do I keep this shit going? I love what I'm doing or whatever. Chuck D gave that nigga some very choice words to live by.
Well, okay, but see, we're getting this one side.
And now that's why you got a 20-year career from them niggas, because Chuck D passed down just a little bit of nuggets. He didn't, oh, nah, nigga, I'm public enemy. Get the fuck out of here. He didn't do that.
And we did. We clearly saw the headline where Ice Cube said, I'm not here to make y'all rich. We clearly saw that.
Right.
But I would like to know deeper, like, are they really approaching him, or are we just getting shots in the media?
Well,
which is, you know, is
well,
the worst thing.
I tell you what,
right. Is it Twitter and, you know what I'm saying, YouTube?
Okay, I give you that, but I tell you what, Ice Cube himself should know enough to know when he ran to New York, who was it? New York OGs didn't say, nigga, get the fuck out of here. You about that gang affiliation? They bring him in. Taught him some very relevant hip-hop lessons.
And you just asking him to pass that
and you
on.
That's all we asking,
no
nigga.
I'm cool with that. I can stamp that.
So, nigga, don't get me started on motherfucking Cube and shit. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
I'm gonna get a body hauled off, nigga.
You might get a bottle cracked on your head.
I'm just saying, yo. So, nah, we just talking about things that we need to do to mature as a culture.
Right.
You know, and I think that is the basics. You know, we do that here. We do that. When a young nigga like SimCity come in, we know he love Drake. We know it.
Right.
But we also, you know, give him dap on his skill.
Right.
Yeah.
And pass down, you know, what has been relevant, what continues to be relevant in hip-hop.
Right. And, you know, we talked about that. And the thing about Sim is, although he loves them dudes, the Drakes or whatever, He's like way better than them.
Better than them.
And he continues to be. He hasn't dumbed down, you know, or whatever he might want to call it. He hasn't mirrored
the total package.
Right.
Right.
He's still doing.
Yeah, B.
He's still
MCing. I'm saying straight to Sim City, B. Do you, nigga. You better than them niggas. No need to even try to look and try to be like them niggas when you better than them. Make them chase you.
No doubt. So, again, that's all. That's all I'm saying. And that goes for any segment of the country. Right now, I mean, I'm not saying that the South, really, to be honest with you, we may hate with the majority of what they're doing, especially Atlanta. Especially Atlanta, you know. But nonetheless, shout out to Senior Chaos.
Right, can't I was get getting no ready to say that.
Can't get no
I'm
shine.
Like, I hate to throw a whole fucking city under the bus when I know so much flavor shit coming out of there.
Shout out to DJ Jamad, my idol.
Oh, man.
DJ Jamad.
So, I'm just saying, but this is what I'm saying. But they are at least demonstrating a willingness to fuck with everybody's shit on their own level. Now, I'm going to call it trash, but like you said, you know, what's the difference between a dump here and a dump there? It's all trash.
Right.
But they willing to fuck with each other. So, they are at least in principle showing the principles to be able to do some shit, while other niggas want to get all staunchy and shit. Niggas want to get all highbrow and shit.
Blurry vision.
You know what I mean? All right, I ain't my job to make niggas rich. Just pass some nuggets.
But to me, who knows if Cube is looking at these niggas like maybe they might be calm. Still looking at it like competition, like Cube still feel like he can still.
Oh, he was fucking a whack 10, dude. Come on, man.
Still looking like he can still get it these days, and these niggas just might be trying to ride on my coattails.
Well, B, I mean, it don't matter how he's looking
on
at
somebody
it.
Else's?
Right, exactly. It don't matter what, you know what I'm saying? So,
school,
you know what I mean? So, and for the most part, I think that's going to take care of the show. And you know what we're going to do at the end of the show, yo. It's going to be Gangstar and Malcolm McLaren.
Oh, yeah. Heavy.
So, you know what I mean?
We'll be back again real soon. Like I said, we got a couple of guest appearances lined up.
Yo, no doubt. The local MCs love coming through the Hip Hop Digest. Holla.
Peace.
One.
Gracious, let me just take this time out to pull a rhyme out and update this for you and yours, simply because some MCs have luck but suck, so I pluck them like feathers on the back of a chicken, cause I'm mad like a bit when my man says sick them. Positive is the mind state, but it can still mean that I will kick a ill, malicious like mean rap. Suckers, they force me to knock them all out and they think they know things like what I'm about and they try to analyze, criticize, scandalize, the outcome is death. Don't ask me to sympathize, realize that I'm not to be played with. I flip so fast, you won't know I'm the same kid. I'm tired and fed with all the weak stuff said, all that phony baloney that went out like pro kids. You've got no ledge, so you shoot blanks. It's me, the crowd thanks, as I step to the top ranks, banking my money and investing it wisely, snatching up chunks when they try to sneak by me. I'm the dominant one, call me the prominent one, and as I'm speaking, I'll be bombing the dump. Deaf and blind, cause I was born with a shot mind, eating MCs with ease like it's lunchtime or crunch time. When they get done without warning, I bust that butt from nighttime till morning. Your song's boring, and so I'm scoring much points, cause when it's time to throw joints, I cause havoc. The mic I grab is like savage, I invade the stage and make you get off. The force is like a 3-8 blowing your head off, and that's just in case you might be wearing a vest, cause you're simply a pest in this mess. I suggest you
take a rest.
Don't ever sleep, son, deep one or two of these lines here. Arranged by a great brain, delivering rhymes clear and concise with a nice dope voice and killing a face like a taste of some poison. Punks are thinking they're all of that, their voices are all flat, they're finding an end in the whack rapper's almanac. Me follow that hollow crap, no way, Jose. I'll seek out a better sound to something from airplays. Days will go by and soon you'll know why. MCs like me will rise like the Enterprise. Starship headed straight for the target destination, a place where no perpetration is permitted. The guru
gurus with it to explain how some MCs are scared to ride in a 4 train or any other train in the city for that matter, playing a role that they stole like they're batter. But I know they ain't, so I'll paint the real picture. My vocals go solo and like a bolo, I'll hit ya, square in your face or crack the ribs in your chest, cause you thought your off-brand jam was the best. You fessed cause you guessed people would be impressed. I'm gonna bust that bubble on the double,
take the rest. Tick, 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 rhymes like daggers make blood spill out. But you can't blame me for bringing disaster with all these ducks claiming that they're the masters. Only thing they mastered is how to get whacker. As I roll uphill, they roll downhill faster. Now they're wondering how they lost their touch. Wanna buy my rhymes, but mine cost too much. I'm the innovative one, call me the creative one, and I won't stop till the job is done. All the slobs just run when I come to get some, cause they know better. Let you challenge this go-getter. They get bust, you can trust, cause I won't let a booty-ass rapper get wins against me. I guarantee that I won't act friendly, cause crabs have a nerve and deserve to get whipped on. Their girls get kissed on while they get flipped on. I slaughter and slay or slap them up quick, cause the lyrics they kick make me seriously sick. No substance, no value, but nevertheless they're getting daytime play, but I still say they should take a rest.
Tick, 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 take a breath.
Johnny, still.
I speak that real shit, just listen.
Yo, I'll pop your lid, I got to live. I ain't tall, but I can show y'all what a problem is. I like the zone, I'm nice with chrome. I keep a vast stash of magnums, cause I like the bone. I play the game, I stay the same. But I can switch styles, pick files, I'm like gravy train. Shot the witness, got the bitches. Still in the streets with my heat, about to shock the business. I handle biz, I cancel kids. Just like Allen, I'ma show him what the answer is. I'm after props, I spaz a lot. And yo, I'm dead in all the bullshit till my casket drops. You know me, boy, you own me, boy. You wanna end up in my trunk dying slowly, boy? I'm confident, I'm on some shit. Cause I've been knowing already you was on the dick. I'm zoning.
Down with the foundations.
Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya.
No time for games, cause I'm all grown up.
I speak that real shit, just listen.
Down with the foundations.
Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya.
No time for games, cause I'm all grown up.
Real shit, just listen.
It's conspiracy, you hearing me? That's why I get love, and still got others fearing me. You never know who's next to blow. And since it's me, I'ma stash me some extra dough. Got extra flow, chicks give me sex and dough. Need I mention P.I. player, let me know. I'm down with this, I founded this. So you should recognize the true authentic sound of this. The golden voice holding doors, but not playing Goon Cream, we like the golden boys. The chain, the star, I'm angry, Paul. Cause you fucks ain't wanna give us what we aiming for. You stupid son, I shoot my gun from the heart, fool, you know that's where this music from. Protect your dome, respect the throne. This is Guru and Premier, and you can bet it's on. I'm zoned.
Down with the foundations.
Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya.
No time for games, cause I'm all grown up.
I speak that real shit, just listen.
Down with the foundations.
Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya.
No time for games, cause I'm all grown up.
I speak that real shit, just listen. Listen, 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 listen. Listen, listen, listen.
mystery. Some people listen, then say we're whack. But if they miss the show, they get the heart attack. Now look at you, you're sitting there, biting your lip. The whole world sees you as a hypocrite. Live out the first law and make yourself preservation. If the show doesn't help you, change the station. If you don't want peace in the world, love, peace, and happiness in an endless world. If all you wanna do is keep the whole world back, you're the one that's whack. And we're world's, world's, world's famous.
Everybody, I like to thank all the engineers for making this record. I like to thank you for buying this record. But finally, I like to thank all the Buffalo girls out there. Huh. So until the next time, I say peace to you and everybody out there. Coming from the world famous Supreme Team with Mr. Malcolm McLaren.
Brown, Brownsville.